This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. With your host, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, welcome, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, the Health and Wellness Wednesday edition. Beautiful Wednesday, hump day here in Colorado. Appreciate each and every one of you listening. Al Smith with me from Golden Eagle Financial. We'll talk to Al in just one moment. Before that, the answer to yesterday's impossible question, which again is on the RushToReason.com website. If you're a married man, there's a 50% chance you do not know this about your wife. And the answer was their shoe size. Today's impossible question, by the way. In a typical American home, this happens 280 times a week. 280 times a week. Can you name what it is? Here's your hints. The TV gets turned on. The cell phone rings. The refrigerator door is opened. Or the kitchen sink gets turned on. This happens 280 times a week in the typical American home. Answer this on the RushToReason.com website. Charlie, Al, any thoughts? Charlie says turn the TV on.
I'd say changing channels on the TV.
No, Al says changing channels. You know what? These are all good suggestions, by the way. And keep in mind, typical American home. Don't even look at yourself in this particular situation. Just look at what you would think a typical American home would do 280 times a week. Answer that again on the RushToReason.com website. Again, Al Smith with me, Golden Eagle Financial. Al, how's life going for you?
Life is going great. I just finished my show a short time ago about risk.
Risk,
exactly. And we went through that in depth, but going to talk a little bit this afternoon about the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning,
okay,
the latter of which I do.
All right, so give me the definition between those two and why that matters.
Well, an example I give, wealth accumulation is where people have an advisor, or they may even just be accumulating wealth through their 401k where they work. And if people are younger and have a reasonably good job where they offer a 401k, then they should be having a healthy amount taken out of their check each week or biweekly, monthly, however they're paid,
okay,
to accumulate a healthy enough nest egg so that as they approach retirement, they'll have an adequate nest egg to get them through retirement. And a lot of those people change jobs or they become self-employed and they end up having an advisor to help them with wealth accumulation. And usually that's a broker or a money manager. And the better ones do a good job of helping people's wealth accumulate over that period. But there's a statistic that about 82% of people change advisors as they make that transition into retirement because people's goals and things change at that point. People are not concerned with chasing the highest returns, but more like preservation and distribution.
Yeah, how do I keep them, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, how do I keep them there? And then on top of that, not, and this is, I think, where you come into play, Al. It's not so much even just how do I keep them, but how do I plan and make sure that I've got things, you know, dealt with in such a way that if, you know, my, again, speaking in generalities here, but if, you know, one spouse ends up having to go to a assisted living or the new nursing home, or you have to bring somebody into the home to help care for that individual. You know, these are things that, quite frankly, Al, I don't think most people even think about. Most of us think, you know, you're going to live to the point where you drop dead, you're done, somebody else can take the assets and do whatever is needed. That's where Michael Bailey comes into play. But I don't think anybody really plans for, okay, what if I've got myself and or a spouse, a loved one, that ends up having to have critical care for 5 years of their life?
It's a really small percentage, only about 10% of people carry long-term care insurance, but there's somewhere ballpark of 50% of people are going to need care. Those who
okay, so let me say, hang on, I got to hear this right. So how many actually prepare for it?
10%.
10% prepare, but yet half will need it.
Precisely.
Okay.
And of that
That's
half,
a big number difference.
Exactly. Of that half, a few may only need it for 6 months or less, but
they still need it.
Exactly. And two-thirds of the half may need it for years.
So point being, that should be at least, you know, and again, you don't know if you're going to be that half.
No.
But you, you know, on the same token, you know, one thing that is guaranteed, this is where life insurance comes into play, and Al can help you with all of that as well. We're all going to die someday. We get that. Okay, that one's an easy one. This unknown of are we going to need, you know, short or long-term care when we get later in life, I get it. That's an unknown that we don't know about. But, you know, I don't know that I'm going to get in an accident on my way home from work tonight, Al, but I still carry insurance on my car in case I do.
Well, exactly. And everyone also thinks of people needing care as those who are way in their 80s and 90s and so forth. And no. I made a call on a woman, and I met her at her home because she was bedridden.
Yeah.
Someone struck her from the rear when she was 59 years old. She played tennis and did all this stuff.
Right.
And she was paralyzed from the waist down due to an accident.
Well, and you know my situation with my brother and what we just went through with him, and he was 54 years of age and at the end needed, again, it wasn't long-term care for a long period of time, but there was, you know, a couple of months there at the end that, you know, had some other charitable organizations not chipped in and helped out, that could have been a very expensive endeavor for, you know, us and his family especially. And, you know, fortunately, it all worked out well. But, you know, that could have gone on for many, many months as well. And I've known families where that has happened. And that becomes a big financial burden if you're not prepared for it.
Oh, no question. And as I say, the difference between money manager and retirement planning, people also ask me, when should I file for my Social Security?
Right.
How can I pay less in tax now that I'm in retirement? And most money managers will help you select the best investments to help your money grow. But there's a whole lot of different questions people ask me when they make that transition to retirement. Mm. What's the best way to leave money to my children and grandchildren? How can I make certain that I won't run out of money?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these questions come up, which are the components of a good retirement plan.
All right, Al Smith again, Golden Eagle Financial. What's the best way, Al, for folks to get a hold of you?
Right at my office, 303-744-1128. And if you'd like to have a wonderful lunch at Maggiano's the 28th and 30th of September from 11:30 till 1, give my office a call. And there's limited seating there, so call ahead and we'll make sure you can get a spot. We'll be talking about creating a tax-efficient retirement.
Awesome. Al, always a joy having you. Thanks for all that you do. Thanks for your show again. And for those of you that don't know, Al is on air on this station right before me every Wednesday, 2 to 2:30.
Thank you, John. I love being on your show.
I appreciate
it, sir. You have a great show.
As always, Novus Auto Glass, folks, coming up next. And if you need any help when it comes to your windshield, either repair, replacement, a chip, a crack, you name it, whatever it happens to be, including even the rearview mirror, things along those lines, they are there to help you with all of your vision, is what I should say, on your car. Novus Auto Glass, find them at rushtoreason.com, or you can go to klzradio.com, fill out the form there, and they will send you the free windshield stickers as well. And don't forget, they have a lifetime warranty when it comes to their chip and crack repair as well. And they work with all insurance companies. That's Novus Auto Glass. Again, find them at rushtoreason.com.
Modern windshields help protect the occupants of your vehicle in the event of a collision, so quality counts. In today's vehicles, your windshield has become a structural component of your car. The glass requires a specific amount of pressure to keep your windshield from literally popping out during impact. Even the quality of the resin that glues your windshield to your frame can make a difference. Since they invented windshield repair in 1972, Novus Auto Glass has continued to perfect their technique. Unlike most of their competitors, Novus can repair cracks up to a foot long without sacrificing the integrity of your windshield. Industry-wide delays in the supply chain have forced manufacturers to limit the quantity of glass they sell to individual shops, so you may need to wait longer for a new windshield. The sooner you contact Novus Auto Glass, the better chance you have at saving money with a repair. Contact a Novus location near you at klzradio.com/glass.
All right, folks, Barber's Foods is next. And don't forget to go to the website, barbersfoods.com. Go to the top of the website, click there, register to win a free case of Wagyu flat iron steaks, which, by the way, will be absolutely delicious. Anything else you need, they have it there as well. You can pick up at the warehouse. They can deliver to you locally, or if you're out of our area, they'll ship to you also. Or you can make this a great gift and ship to anywhere in the country that you desire. Barbersfoods.com. That's with two S's, barbersfoods.com.
This is Greg Bloom with Barber's Foods. Hey, one of the questions I get asked most often is, Greg, how do I get a restaurant quality steak at home? Now, I do wish sincerely that each of you would buy your steaks from Barber's Foods at barbersfoods.com, as we do sell some great quality Colorado-raised Angus steaks. But if you're going to shop at a retail store, to start with, never buy your steaks from the full-service meat counter, because for a steak to be worth eating, it needs to be wet-aged or dry-aged for at least 14 to 21 days, just like they do at a restaurant. Now, steaks cut and displayed in a full-service meat case, they're not aged, and that's because retailers need shelf life. So they've been removed from their vacuum-sealed package and put out there for display. To know how to find a great restaurant-quality steak anywhere you go at any retail store, go to barbersfoods.com and click on the Videos tab to see a short video I made for you of what to look for when you buy steaks. Again, it's barbersfoods.com.
It's like a love letter you've written for your wife. It proves you've been faithful to her. It shows that you care enough to change and eliminate pornography and websites you should not be on from your life. Ever Accountable gives you the tools to change. They cannot do it for you, but they can give you the ability to quit. This is the solution you did not believe exists. There is freedom from pornography and its effects on your marriage. As a KLZ listener, you get a free trial for 30 days. Sign up now at everaccountable.com/KLZ.
K and R Home Transitions sets the bar higher for what you expect out of a real estate agent. Your realtor will receive thousands of dollars in commissions. You should expect a high level of personal investment in return. Catherine and Robin have invested their own time and money to become a certified home stager and a living in place professional. They will personally prepare your home for sale and handle all the marketing, including professional photography, video, print, and social media marketing. You invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in your house. Catherine and Robin of K&R Home Transitions honor your investment with their own. Experience the wow factor with two realtors and their talents for the price of one. Call 720-437-8210. That's 720-437-8210. Or visit KRHometransitions.com. Catherine Pickering and Robin Lewis Oglesby. K&R Home Transitions, powered by Worth Clark Realty.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, our Health and Wellness Wednesday edition. Mark Singleton joining us now. He is the VP President of Sales, or sorry, the Vice President, is what I should say, of Sales and Marketing at Southern Recipe. Mark, how are you today?
John, I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing great. I appreciate you joining us very much. And most people don't realize, but this is September 12th through the 18th, is Truck Drivers Appreciation Week. And I will tell you, and I've got a lot of them that listen to our program because of our reach and the signal we have, and just what I do on the weekends with my other automotive program. We have a lot of truck drivers that listen. And I'm just going to say right off before we get started, thank all of you that are driving, that are delivering, that are doing the things that actually take those goods from wherever that warehouse is or that train depot is, and you get it out to where we have access to it. Mark, without them, we would not survive. So thank you very much, truck drivers.
Absolutely, John. I mean, it's great to get the word out about Truck Driver Appreciation Week, because it's a time when all of us can thank these guys for their hard work and commitment to bringing our food from the farm all the way to the table.
Exactly.
In the last 18 months, hadn't it been just driven home to us how important these frontline workers are, man?
That is a fact. Yeah, and I look at these guys, and that's really guys and gals, and you're correct. It is both. We have, really guys, gals, old, young, middle-aged. We've got families that do it. Mark, it's all over the map when it comes to truck drivers. And, yes, I am very, very appreciative of all of the things that they do for us. Now, when it comes to you guys and what you're doing at Southern Recipe to honor them, give us a little bit of insight into what you guys are doing this week.
Well, we have been doing this about a dozen years, and getting behind these truck drivers and saying thanks to them is what this week is all about. And so every year we try and come out with a contest. This year it's our Chit Chat Sweepstakes, where truckers all over the country have done TikTok videos. Your listeners can go to our website and vote on those and have a chance to win $1,000 in a year's supply of pork rinds. And more importantly, learn more about all the ways that we can say thanks to these heroes on 18 wheels.
And again, there are a lot of them out there. And again, a lot of you that are listening, we appreciate it very much. Now, we interviewed Mark before, which again, Mark, appreciate you coming back. And I guess I could call you Mark the Pork Rind King. And again, while you're here on Health and Wellness Wednesday, we can have you really any day of the week, because what you have is delicious and a great snack. And a lot of what, and I'm being honest, a lot of what truck drivers will be doing out there is having a bag of these things in the truck and eating them and doing that end of it as well. But on top of that, you guys have some great recipes that you can incorporate where you're just not eating the pork rind bare, right?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. John, as you know, we on our website, southernrecipe.com, we've got over 100 recipes on cooking with pork rinds. And you know, with football season right on us, there's just tons of things to share with your family. Great recipes that are also very keto specific or keto friendly.
Okay.
And we've used this in numerous years. We've even had truck driver cooking contest during this week to see who can come up with the best recipes with pork rinds. And these guys and all of our fans have been the ones that have been sending us these recipes for years that are now housed on our website.
Mark, I'm going to ask you something that probably is a little bit out of what we would normally talk about, but it's just curiosity on my end. What do you feel are the biggest misconceptions when it comes to pork rinds in general? In other words, when you mention that to someone and they sort of look at you kind of weird, or they kind of squint a little bit and they're kind of thinking, ooh, really? That's something I really ought to be eating? What do you feel are some of the biggest misconceptions with pork rinds?
Well, and this is the coolest thing about the information age in which we live. Consumers are educated, but the biggest misconception is that it's bad for you. If you look to pair us up against corn chips or tortilla chips or pretzels, if you look at the real facts, especially our Southern Recipe small batch, which has 40% less salt than any other pork rind out there, if you really look at it, a pork rind's only collagen. Mm. I mean, that's what it is. 60% of our fat is oleic acid, like olive oil. And if you really take a look at it, now that we've got the salt down a little bit, it's got a very compelling ingredient statement.
Okay.
And that's the biggest misconception. The other thing is it's just the South. Pork rinds are all over the world.
They are.
Any place they raised a pig, they have figured out how to eat that tasty skin.
And again, misconceptions are, and I think you just said it a moment ago, because I think it is one of those things when you mention them to somebody, or you might even be eating them, they'll kind of look at you like, really, that you're eating that, and you think that's, you know, healthy, and yet that same person may be eating, and I'll be honest, Mark, might be eating a salad that's covered with all sorts of dressing that at the end of the day, they might as well just went and had a Big Mac.
Right. If you pour a sugar-laden dressing on a salad, you're defeating the purpose. You know, a vinaigrette or a vinegar and oil, that's something that you know, has some things that are good for you in it. But yeah, your normal dressings are not particularly healthy. They're very indulgent, and they can be fun too. They can be a part of anybody's eating plan. You know, John, what we're seeing, I just had dinner last night with a guy that's lost 90 pounds.
Wow.
By watching his carbs. Yeah, man, he looks great. He's my age. He just looks great. And we were talking about it, and he's not on a diet per se.
So, Mark, he's a young guy. Is that what I'm hearing? He's a young guy?
Yeah, real, in comparison to rocks and trees, I guess. You know, when I look at this and I see how people are really smartly watching what they eat, mm-hmm. really educated about what they put in their bodies, it's been the best opportunity for us, because believe me, John, we've been waiting a long time to be cool.
That's
about
awesome.
9,000 years
as awesome.
Near as I can tell.
All right. One of the other things, too, that I think is cool, speaking of cool, is you guys are also teaming up with a truck driver development and relief fund through St. Christopher. Talk about that, how folks can get involved. And I guess in my world, how did you guys get tied in with them? Tell us that story as well.
Yeah. You know, John, I was years ago, we were getting big bills from our customers by our truck drivers being late. And so, you know, I saw that there was a truck driver appreciation week, and we said, hey, why don't we put some pork rinds out where the truckers check in, and a big sign that says, thank you, truck drivers, truck driver appreciation week. And, you know, it worked pretty well. Our truckers were happy about it. And I happened to run into a charity that was supporting them while doing research, and I called them. And to make a long story short, we teamed up. I went on the board of St. Christopher's, which is a 501c3, because so many of these drivers are independent operators,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
they're not covered by company insurance. And so they have unforeseen medical expenses. And, you know, two great, three great guys, two radio guys, Dave Nemo and Michael Burns, teamed up with Dr. John McGillicutt to form this charity, which takes care of semi-truck drivers whose medical problems have led to financial hardship. I just had a board meeting today, and we have given away $3.6 million.
That's awesome.
John.
That's awesome.
$3.6 million, and we're going to raise $1 million this year to help truckers. And it's just such a great cause, and more than ever before, when we were all crying about our empty toilet paper shelves and not mm-hmm. being able to get our sparkly water and all that. It's these men and women that kept us running mm-hmm. the last 18 months. And we got to say thanks. We just got to help some people.
You know, and I
so
think,
we're kicking.
Yeah, real quick, Mark, on top of that, and I appreciate you saying that, on top of that, and the one thing I try to focus on my program on really a daily basis is to let folks know that, you know, there's some career path choices along those lines as well. It's one of those things where I feel like, you know, I've been in the trades my whole life, never went to college. You know, I'm here by chance, honestly, or by God's, you know, by God's providence, Mark, I'm here today, because the reality is, you know, never learned any of what we're doing here on a daily basis in college or anything along those lines. And I look at the trades as a way of really getting young people into some careers that, frankly, would be a huge blessing to them. And yet, as a country, we sort of look down on the trades, and we look down on, I'll be honest, we look down on truck drivers and the whole industry at times. And frankly, I'm glad we're having Truck Driver Appreciation Week, because we need to highlight these men and women and let young people know there's a career there if they want to.
Oh, my gosh, we got 800,000 great men and women keeping this country running. And we're probably 30% light
right.
in the jobs we need.
That's right.
You know how many factories we have. done. And there's not a day that goes by that I'm not waiting on 10 to 30 trucks.
Wow.
Because of the shortage of drivers right
now.
Wow. And it just adds cost to the whole system. That's the shame of it. And here's the crazy thing. We've been trying to get some laws passed in Congress. A kid can go to a foreign country and drive an 18-wheeler for Uncle Sam, but he can't deliver pork rinds that we make in Dallas to Arkansas. You know, that's kind of crazy.
That is very crazy. Yes.
And we've got some laws that we're working on to get passed that allow a really great internship program, intensive training, real mentorship, but to bring these kids along, because as you say, by the time a kid gets out of high school and he doesn't go to college, mm-hmm. by the time they're 21 and can get a CDL, gosh, John, they've chosen a career.
That's true.
They've had to go to
That's
work.
That's true.
They're not on a trust fund.
That's right.
So,
and to your point, Mark, we can send them off to war, but we can't send them off to drive a truck because you can't get a CDL until you're 21. It just makes no sense whatsoever. It's crazy.
And we can do this safely, too.
We
know
sure
we
can.
And these are just other common sense things. So we're kicking off Truck Driver Appreciation Week in our efforts to support St. Christopher's with a $5,000 check. And anybody that goes to truckersfund.org can learn more about the charity, can learn more about the people we're helping. And when I say people, that's the coolest thing, is to know the stories of these people and to see who we're helping and to see how we're helping them, you know, helping them keep their homes.
That's awesome.
We're helping them pay their bills.
That's awesome.
And these things are important.
Very cool. This is awesome. Again, Mark Singleton, VP of Marketing at SouthernRecipe.com, and that's where you can go to see all of the different pork rinds that they've got, the recipes that are there, how you can buy them, where you can buy them, which, by the way, they're sold pretty much everywhere. And I tell you what, Mark, next time we have you on, I'm going to have some in the studio here do a little taste test where we can actually talk about them live as we talk to you at the same time, and I'll give you my word we'll get that done the next time I have you on.
I'd love to, and we can talk about some recipes. As you know, we've been playing with all kinds of things, and this football season is going to be the best one of all, because I know here in Texas, we are ready for some football.
That's awesome. We are too. Mark, as always, I appreciate it very much. You're welcome back at any time. Thanks for joining us today. You're the man.
Hey, John, thank you so much, and thank you to all your listeners for helping out with St. Christopher.
That's awesome. We appreciate it. And, folks, again, it is truckersfund.org. And, yes, this is this is a week where we're honoring those that make sure that we get all the goods and services that we need delivered to our door, Truck Driver Appreciation Week. And it's happening this entire week, the 12th through the 18th of September. And again, if you want to help out with that fund, feel free to do so. It's truckersfund.org. And Mark is from southernrecipe.com. Gino's Auto Service, folks, is up next. And at Gino's, they want to help you out with all of your car needs. Whatever it is, they're there to help you. And they've got a great AC special running right now where, yes, there's times where you might run the heater in the morning and the AC in the afternoon. But you can go to ginosautoservice.com, find out more, find out about that special. And anything else you need to do to your vehicle to get ready for winter, 303-794-6700.
Your vehicle's air conditioner should not put out a musty, mildew-like smell. Cabin filter contaminants can cause allergies and compromise airflow volume. Now is the time to take advantage of Gino's Auto Services Cabin Filter Special. For $189, Gino's will replace your cabin filter, clean the evaporator box, and restore efficiency and clean air in your vehicle. Gino's BG Evaporator Cleaning injects foam into your vehicle's evaporator box, which removes mold, pollen, mildew, dust, and bacteria. Since 1983, the team at Gino's has been serving customers all along the Front Range. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. They're AAA-approved, winner of the Napa Gold Certified Auto Award, and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Check out their excellent Google reviews. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Anything you need when it comes to your estate planning, please talk to Michael today. It's an easy phone call. Go to klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
Consider two women. Alice has never given much thought to what would happen in a medical crisis. Jane has an estate plan with Michael Bailey Law. On the same day, both of them are rushed to the hospital for emergency surgery. Alice's family doesn't know what to do, so they start fighting about who will decide. Jane's family turns to her oldest daughter, to whom Jane has already granted power of attorney. Make your choice at klzradio.com/estate.
Buy an investment, not a job. Because John Rush has bought and sold his own businesses in the past, he has learned the hard way what happens when you purchase a disorganized company. You end up buying a job. John knows what it's like to work 80 hours a week just to keep a business afloat. He's not a broker, but he can spot the difference between a well-run company and a chaotic one. Hire John Rush to evaluate a business before you buy it. Email John at rushtoreason.com.
Will college football save Liberty? Kim Munson here. Thursday, British media personality Katie Hopkins explains how college football fans are ignoring the tyrannical demands of social distancing and forced mask wearing. Will there be consequences? We'll also talk about the lockdowns in Australia, the California recall election, and the UK dropping its plans for vaccine cards. Award-winning realtor Karen Levine shares updates on the Front Range real estate market. Is it cooling a bit? Find out Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Coffee, community, and compassion. The place to be where every cup counts. Kunjani World Coffee House in Parker, a proud sponsor of The Kim Munson Show. Located at the northwest corner of Lincoln and Jordan Road.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, this Health and Wellness Wednesday edition that we do every single week. Luis Howe joining us, who has been on with us before, by the way. Nest Fresh Eggs. Luis, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you for joining us. And as we head into, you know, kind of fall, it feels kind of, at least here in Colorado, you can kind of, you know, smell in the evenings and in the mornings, you know, fall's approaching. We still have some hot afternoons, but, you know, we can feel things cooling off at night. And it's sort of that fall time of the year, which frankly for me is my favorite time of the year anyways. And not that that means we, you know, eat more eggs or anything along those lines, but it's just kind of that reminder that, hey, you know, farm to table, you know, pumpkins are, you know, about ready to be harvested. Corn on the cob is great right now. It's just sort of that time of the year where we're reminded, at least here in Colorado, of all the things that are good from the, you know, the farm side of the fence. And that's where you guys come into play on Nest Fresh Eggs.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm with you on that point about fall. And it's just, it's a beautiful season. It's a really great time to tune into your local businesses and your local farmers. And we're just really passionate. I encourage all consumers to look for companies that are passionate about nurturing the land, taking care of animals if they have a business that involves animals, and making sure that they're taking care of the people, like our farmers that are right behind the brand.
No, and you guys, we've got a great sponsor here. Barber's Foods is one of our great sponsors, and they are on the protein side of the fence when it comes to, you know, chicken, you know, as far as, you know, chicken breasts and, you know, drumsticks and all that kind of stuff. And it doesn't matter whether it's the poultry side of the fence, whether it's the beef side, the pork side, whatever. And they're very much the same way you guys are. They do not put anything out with their name on it that they do not know the farmer or the rancher that's producing that particular animal and how that animal's even being processed, Luis. I mean, it even goes one step further than most. Not only is it the way the animal is being treated while it's being raised, but how it's being processed once that part of it is you know, once that animal's ready to go to the table, you know, how it's being processed, they look at that very closely as well. And I know it's the same way for you guys also.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And so for us, we really try to take it even further than what you might consider organic to do. So organic and really being good stewards of the land, for a lot of people in their minds, it just means sort of maintaining status quo and not doing anything to leach the land. But what we're really embarking on in Nest Fresh territory is regenerative. So what are we doing to give back to the land?
Mm-hmm.
And what are we doing that's going to leave this earth and this land and these farmers better than where we left them?
And that's the way I was raised. My father raised me that exact same way, Lewis, and I appreciate the fact you guys are doing that. And again, this is one of those things where as we look at, and this is something we do on Health and Wellness Wednesdays as well, is, you know, what is the type of food, the quality, what's behind it, what are we actually eating, what are we consuming, what are we putting into our bodies? And I think it's something that Luis, it's not anymore just a, how should I say this? It's not a passing fad anymore to try to figure out, you know, where's your food grown? And there's this whole farm-to-table aspect of things, which, by the way, you hit some things a moment ago as well. It's not just farm-to-table. It's what's actually happening on the farm itself as well that we're really now starting to get into as consumers and as you know, as individuals that actually, you know, buy and eat the things that we're talking about today. And I think, you know, one of the misconceptions, at least for me, Luis, when it comes to eggs especially, is there's a lot of misconceptions on what actually is organic. And again, for you guys, you take that one step further. Am I right in the things that I just said, by the way?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's very confusing when you go to the grocery store and you look at the egg aisle and you see lots of different eggs. I think we had an onslaught of cage-free eggs that came into
yes.
the egg category,
yes.
which was a really great first step into better hen care practices and what we were asking all of our farmers to do. From the very beginning, NestFresh has always been 100% cage-free, but also using third parties to take a look at our farmers, at the farmland, at the hens, to make sure that what we were saying was actually true, that we were actually treating our hens humanely, the land sustainably. And so that's when you look at the egg aisle now, you've got lots of options like non-GMO, project verified, pasture raised, free range, cage free. And so it's really hard to know where to start. And it kind of just comes down to where are you as a consumer led to? And so if you feel passionately about humane animal welfare, as I do and as we do at NestFresh, then really looking at those third-party certifications is going to be a great place to start.
Okay, one big question I know, and in fact I've had this argument even among family members and so on, is what's the difference between a white egg and a brown egg? Because I think a lot of folks think that brown egg means it's organic or it's somehow better than a white egg. Explain that if you would.
Yeah, we get this question a lot, and it's actually kind of a fun answer. It's just really the type of hen and the ear.
It's the chicken ear. The egg's coming from, right?
Yep, yeah. So when you see a brown egg, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's organic. It doesn't necessarily mean that the hen was taken well care of, but it just means that the ear on that hen was brown.
Okay.
So it's just, but, you know, you get really beautiful eggs like our heirloom varieties. You've got some nice pastel blues in there and browns and whites. And it's just really beautiful when you get to see eggs the way they're meant to be enjoyed.
Okay. Now, another dumb question, because I've had this argument as well. Is there a difference in the taste and or nutritional quality between a white egg and a brown egg?
I love this question. I absolutely love this question because, yes, there absolutely is. And I really encourage everyone to buy a couple cartons of eggs. Buy a carton of eggs from hens that were humanely raised, free-range or pasture-raised, or you know, given a diet that you know is very nutrient-dense and the hens are treated well, are living happy lives. And then compare that to a carton of eggs that don't have all of those promises behind it. So NestFresh eggs compared to commodity eggs, they're going to taste so much richer and fuller. The yolks are going to be more yellow. The whites are going to be whiter. The eggs are going to stand up. And then you'll also notice a difference in the final products of your recipes, especially your baked goods. They're fluffier, just, you know, again, that richer taste. It truly is a difference, and it's kind of fun to see that.
Okay, another question that I love. You can tell I love eggs. I'm an egg guy. I typically will have maybe not a couple every day, but pretty close to it. I mean, it's just one of those sort of staple things, and I love the taste. I just love all the different things you can do with them and so on. But the other question I think that comes up a lot as well is, you know, how long will eggs last? I know we're one of the few countries that I know of where we actually refrigerate our eggs, and maybe you can talk about that, and then also talk about how long will eggs actually last. And because I know I know for a fact they will go past the due date, you know, that's on the package itself. That's kind of a suggestion, if you would, and I know they'll last longer than that, but how much longer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there are a couple things. We always recommend following the expiration date just for the sake of food safety.
Okay.
But beyond that, make sure that your eggs are to keep their lives a little bit longer in your fridge. Make sure that they're away from things that are a little bit stinkier, like maybe if you have some onions in there or other food that the eggs can absorb that the smells.
Mm,
so
okay.
Keep them away from, foods like that. But also, if your egg floats, a floating egg isn't necessarily an accurate test for whether it's spoiled, but you can tell more about the age of the egg. So eggs sort of naturally develop an air cell between the egg white and the shell. As the egg ages, the contents of the egg contract, causing the air
shrink,
cell
right?
to grow. Yep, yeah. So that makes that air cell grow a bit larger. So if this air cell grows larger, obviously the egg can float in water. So that'll tell you that it might be a little bit of an older egg.
Okay. And again, that's one of those tests that I've used is, and I guess simply, if it floats, toss it. You don't want that egg, correct?
Yep. Yeah, that's a really good rule of thumb if you're really just not quite so sure.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, when it comes to your products, and I know we've talked about this before, but you're on with us again, and folks tune in differently, and there's folks that are hearing today you for the first time. You know, what makes Nest Fresh eggs, you know, stand above everybody else? I know you talked about a little bit when it comes to the farm and some of the things that you do, the checks and balances and so on. But beyond that, what makes your eggs better than everybody else's?
Mm-hmm. So, first of all, Nest Fresh is a Colorado company, which we're really, really proud of.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah. And very proud of our local companies. We just absolutely love that. The other thing that's really very cool about Nest Fresh is that wherever you are in the country, if you find Nest Fresh eggs, you know that they came from a local family farmer because we use a national network of those local family farms. So again, that's sort of feeding the local community. And then the other really great thing is when you go down the egg aisle, like we talked about, there's so many options. But really looking at third-party certification so you know what you can trust and who you can trust and you're not taking a brand's word for it, that's what we rely pretty heavily on, though. So the non-GMO verification, our organic certifications, and our certified humane certifications are all just really great options to lean on.
I have another dumb question. What makes the egg size different, where you get, you know, small, medium, and even the extra large or the jumbo eggs? How is it different chickens, or does the same chicken lay those different size eggs? How does that work?
That's a good question. That's not a stupid question at all. It's the it's just the type of hen that lays that size of egg.
Okay, so the hens are actually different. So it's not one's getting fed more or less or anything along those lines. It's just a different type of hen that lays the larger eggs.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Now, again, every time I have you on, I learn things that are new. Okay, Nest Fresh eggs, folks, you can find them pretty much anywhere in our local area, mainly because, you know, it's a Colorado company and you're going to see them pretty much everywhere. If you miss them, you're not looking, I'll tell you that right now. Give us a good recipe, you know, a good egg recipe this time of the year, Louise.
Yeah, so one of my favorites and the one I cannot wait to make this season is our baked pumpkin oatmeal. So if you love baked oatmeal, this one obviously plays off of pumpkin. It's perfect for the season. I highly recommend it because it's got really warm flavors like nutmeg and cinnamon and cloves. It's just really delicious. Highly recommend.
You're making me hungry already. And again, folks, it's that time of the year. And this is great. Folks, again, a local Colorado company. Now, I assume, too, and I think you just said this a moment ago, so I'll make sure I say this again, though, Louise. So if you're in, I don't know, Texas, and there's Nest Fresh there, that doesn't mean those are Colorado eggs. Those have come from a local grower in Texas where you're actually sourcing those for that particular area. Am I saying that right?
Yep, that's absolutely right.
Perfect. All right. So, again, Nest Fresh. What's the website where folks can find you guys as well, Louise?
Yeah, so find the recipe I just mentioned and learn more about us at nestfresh.com.
Perfect. Guys, we'll have these recipes up on our website later tonight. Producer Ann will put those up as well. You can also go to the website that they have, which, by the way, just as a side note to Louise, you guys have a great website. As far as food and all the different things that are out there, and I look at a ton of websites from the folks that we have on a very routine basis, and I'm not saying this just because you're on with me. You guys have one of the best websites out there, period, and I'm not saying that just because you're here. You really do. It's very informative, very easy to navigate. You guys have it all right there, and it's very easy.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
So again, appreciate all you guys, what you guys are doing. We'll have you back, and as we head into the fall season, folks, nestfresh.com is the place to go. Everything is there. It's all listed out, and when you're in your local supermarket or wherever you happen to be buying eggs, look for that brand, and we would encourage you to buy those. So Louise, thank you so much again for joining us. It's always a joy having you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Have a really great day.
We'll do it. Appreciate it very much. And as a big egg eater myself, I know Charlie is as well. These are great. And yes, there is a big difference in the taste of eggs depending upon how they've grown, the hen that they've come from. And I learned something, too, that I didn't realize before, Charlie. I guess I should have known this, but I was down visiting my son in Texas over the Labor Day weekend, and he's got some chickens, and they're raising some chickens and having eggs and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't know this, but at night, when it's time for the chickens to go back in their little hen house and, you know, kind of hang out, you don't have to do anything. When it gets to be that time of the day, they just all automatically just walk back in the hen house. You go out there in the evening, shut the door so that the other animals that would be out there that would want to get those chickens don't. You just lock them in at night, and the next morning you open it up, and they come in. So really, they come and go and very easy to handle, and I did not know that about chickens. I thought you had to go out there and kind of rustle them up and get them back into the house, but no, they come back into the house all on their own, and I did not realize that, Charlie. So I'm learning more about some of the stuff as I travel about and even when I go visit my kids. So that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that as well, by the way. Extreme Auto Repair, folks, coming up next. When it comes to your vehicle, the tires on it. And this is something I'm going to talk about this coming Saturday on Drive Radio as well, as dispelling some of the myths that are out there when it comes to auto repair and things that have been passed down probably from generation to generation. And by the way, these will actually, this particular myth I'm going to talk about, you'll see even on places like CDOT's website. And that is the myth of using the penny to determine the thickness of your tire, the tread on it, and whether it needs replaced or not. If you don't know what you're looking at on the tire, the penny trick may not be the best indicator of whether you need tires or not, is my point. Go to Extreme Auto Repair, have them look at the tires, have them gauge the tires with an actual gauge, and tell you exactly whether you need tires heading into winter or not. That's my point. There's a 10% off any maintenance or repair at Extreme Auto Repair as well. You can find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't make excuses. Right now, auto repair shops across the country have full lots because nobody can find the parts they need. Delays in the supply chain have led to nationwide shortages, so suppliers have started raising prices. Smaller shops, run by one or two guys, just don't have the time or resources to spend hours on the phone hunting down parts. Corporate chains don't care enough to even try. The team at Extreme Auto Repair takes every delay personally. They don't believe in sitting back and hoping things will get better, nor will they gouge their customers. Thanks to their buying power, the team at Extreme Auto has more leverage than a one- or two-person shop, along with the manpower to locate parts. They're working harder to protect their customers by maintaining competitive prices and wait times. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/extreme for an exclusive Rush to Reason discount. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises kept.
All right, Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. Al was with us just a few minutes ago right here on Rush to Reason. He's here every Wednesday from 2 to 2:30 as well. And he will explain the difference, which he did today as well on air, between wealth accumulation versus retirement planning. And there is a difference. Call Al and ask him what that is and where you fit into that. 303-744-1128 or find Al at klzradio.com.
Other financial advisors may help your money grow, but they do not plan ahead to minimize taxes in retirement. Al Smith goes beyond mere asset management to help you create a written retirement plan that will withstand a stress test. You can't predict the future, but you suspect taxes may go up by the time you retire. You want to know how to protect your nest egg from increased taxes so your money will last. Imagine a document you can hold in your hands that contains contingency plans for unexpected healthcare events, runaway inflation, stock market fluctuations, and higher taxes. Your retirement plan with Golden Eagle Financial will provide a clearer view of what your retirement will look like tax-wise. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/money. Planning with purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
John Rush here from Rush to Reason, Drive Radio, and Fix It Radio. Join me Saturday, September 18th for a classic car and hot rod show at the Sons of Italy Lodge at 5925 West 32nd Avenue in Wheat Ridge. Registration for showing your car can be found at osiadenver2075.org or drive-radio.com. The show runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and the entry fee is $15. Spectators are free and there will be plenty of food and fun for everyone. I'll be there to represent all three of my shows and we'll be live on air from 9 to 1. Don't miss a great event that benefits the Caruso Family Charities and the Sons and Daughters of Italy Charities. I'll see you Saturday, September 18th at the Sons of Italy in Wheat Ridge.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And yes, folks, I will be out at the Sons of Italy in Wheat Ridge this coming Saturday. And that's a show that is really heavily, GIA, Group Insurance Analysts, really promote that well. They're a big part of that show. I know they're not the only ones that do that. There's a lot of other folks that are involved in that as well. But Paul and Igor does a great job putting that show on, and there's always some great food, and it's a joy every year to be out there with those guys. In fact, we even did that show last year during COVID. Got to hand it to those guys for doing that. So we did not miss a beat last year. We're not going to miss one this year as well. So come out and say hi this coming Saturday. Somebody called in a week or so ago, maybe even a week and a half ago, and asked, why can you not buy bright white flour in Europe? And I didn't know the answer to that. So I did some research. And what I found is that in the U.S., flour is bleached using food additives, including, get this, chlorine, bromates, and peroxides, which have been banned in Europe and many other countries since the early 1990s. The reason is that these chemicals may cause cancer and were never really intended to be eaten in the first place, which they were not. But if you have bright white flour in your pantry or you're making things with that bright white flour, frankly, you probably shouldn't be. We do that, Charlie, I think, because there's a lot of foods and recipes and so on that require that white flour because it's a different texture and it even does things differently when baking than the other types of flour that are out there, the more natural flours do. But it kind of makes you wonder, should we be eating it at all, given the fact of what I just said a moment ago? Now, I realize that you've got to consume things in pretty large quantities to have the ill effects from those bleaching activities, I guess I could say it that way. But anymore, I just think safe is, you know, better safe than sorry. And unless you're somebody that really is addicted to that white flour, which frankly most of us would not be, because you can get that same sort of taste and texture and full feeling, if you would, in eating regular whole wheat type flour versus the bright white. So anyways, that's the answer to that and why you don't see that in Europe. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, one of our great sponsors, by the way, and our main sponsor each hour right here on Rush to Reason. Don't forget, they'll be out at the Denver Fall Home Show September 17, 18, and 19, so just a couple of days away. And you can also get that free membership that they give out right now this week by texting KLZ to 720-526-0231.
Happy customers lead to a successful business. From the beginning, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air has had one defining goal: happy customers. Owner and founder of Absolute, Lewis, had been known to personally drive to a job site to solve a customer's electrical issue. As a master electrician himself, Lewis wanted to make sure every job was done right. But in order to become the number one home services provider in the Denver metro area, Lewis couldn't keep handling every job himself. He needed a team of technicians he could trust to serve customers with the same level of care that he would provide. Over time, Lewis and his leadership team developed a thorough vetting process unique to the industry to find technicians with both technical aptitude and the customer service skills that set Absolute apart. Now, Lewis knows he'll have happy customers because he trusts all of his technicians to stand by their promise. From call to care, we'll be there. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Visit the Absolute Electrical booth at the Denver Home Show coming September 17th through the 19th at the Colorado Convention Center. Be sure to let them know you hear them on KLZ.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, that does it for this first hour of Rush to Reason today. Again, if you missed this hour, don't forget you can go to our website later tonight, rushtoreason.com, and grab everything there. In fact, the recipes and other things we've talked about today will be on the website later tonight as well. The National Crawford Roundtable will be tonight. We talked about vaccine and the mandates of, and this division that's out there from the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated, which frankly does not need to be there. We talked about that during the roundtable. Up next, though, hour number two, Richard Battle will start us off. The greatest gift we can give ourselves. We'll come right back to that. Don't go anywhere. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.